This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined this week by C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see both of you. Malia, how you doing?
Excellent.
Fantastic. We've got a big show planned. A couple of things to keep in mind, of course, as we do the show. Pay close attention later on the program. We'll have the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. A prize, a $25 gift card from Steak and Shake. I will tell you this with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Typically, the answer comes up during the program, so you're going to want to pay close attention. And of course, Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. It is all about your money and educational, informative program for you, and a chance for you to find all your retirement and get all your retirement questions answered in one place. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And starting off with one of the more popular segments of the show, which is the Did You Know segment, which is a really, really cool segment that we do hear from time to time. Let's start off with the first one, which involves at the age of 62, what do we need to know there?
Yeah, so we've done this before and we really enjoy it. It's, did you know that at the age of 62, you can start drawing Social Security? But as many of you have heard us talk about on the show before, when you draw at age 62, the good news is you're finally eligible, but you're going to be drawing at a reduced benefit because for every year that you wait to draw Social Security, it grows by about 8%. And so many people are tempted to wait. The second thing to be aware of there as it relates to 62 is that if you draw Social Security at 62, you have to be careful of how much you earn outside of that through, W-2 or 1099 wages, because that can have an impact on your Social Security benefit if you earn over about 15 grand a year. The next did you know is at the age of 65, you become Medicare eligible.
Ooh.
This is a big deal. We talk a lot about this on the show, but goodness gracious, I can't tell you the number of people who won't retire until age 65 simply because of health insurance costs. And for good reason. Mm-hmm. If you go onto the Affordable Care Act or onto even COBRA insurance, it can be $500, $800, $1,000 a month for health insurance. And many people, even if they can afford it, they just would rather wait till Medicare eligibility. So that's a big one.
Longer you can save that money, I think the better, too, with paying for that health coverage. Again, if you have questions, he's C.J. Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financial. Telephone numbers here, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Didn't mean to interrupt there. We talked 65. Let's move on to between the ages of 66 and 67, something happens in that year.
Yeah, and I think what we like to point out is every year there's something to look forward to. So, Sean, you've got something to look forward to when you get to your 60s. So between age 66 and 67, that's typically where we're finding people hitting their full retirement age. And that's actually a great thing because if you are still working at that point and you are making more than the $15,000 to $16,000 that CJ was referring to, at this point you can collect all your Social Security plus as much income as you're currently earning and not worry about getting dinged on your Social Security benefit. So that is really kind of an ideal situation that we can continue, our income. We've got clients making, three-digit incomes, and they're looking at being able to take that plus their Social Security and feeling, they're feeling like they're double dipping. They're not. It's their income and their Social Security. Security income. So people will play that out sometimes and enjoy an extra year or two of that. At 70 and a half, love the half birthdays. This is when you must start taking your RMDs. You hear us talking about this quite a bit, your required minimum distributions. And what this means is that whether or not you need the income from your pre-tax accounts, which would be your IRAs or your 401ks. Even if you don't need any income from that, the IRS does require you to start taking income, approximately 3.7-3.8% per year, starting at that age. Of course, you will pay taxes on that, but that does need to start coming out. And if you start taking that out, you do withhold taxes, obviously. But if you miss taking out the appropriate amount, you will get penalized 50%. So we take that pretty seriously, and that's just something we plan for.
And then the final did you know this week is, this is probably the biggest question. I don't want to speak for you guys, but I think we've talked in the past and you guys brought this up. This is a big one for people, which is having enough money versus running out of money and striking that balance.
No doubt.
Yes, CJ.
Yeah, no doubt. So this is the number one fear of retirees, which is running out of money before they run out of breath, right?
Mm.
And it's a legitimate concern. Have I saved enough? And then furthermore, even if an advisor says I've saved enough, how much does that mean I can draw, right? Do I get like 10 bucks a month off my 401k? Or do I get, you know, $1,000 a month? That matters. So the did you know here is, did you know that the percentage you draw out of your retirement account each year can be the difference between running out of money or not? And so don't take that lightly. Don't just think, I heard one time at the bar that I can pull out, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10%. I'll be good. No. We're talking about the rest of your retirement years here. Make sure you're working with somebody who not only has experience in doing this and giving you a good percentage, but then also reviews that percentage on an ongoing basis.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. They are your retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can call the Kloss Financial Office anytime at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can set up an appointment. There is no cost for that initial sit down, that initial get to know you, as CJ likes to describe it, that kick of the tires. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial here in Madison, 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. We're going to talk a little bit about contribution limits specifically for your 401k. We will do all of that next and take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget about the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. The website for Kloss Financial is KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Just got done with our Did You Know segment. A great deal of information there. Don't forget, as always, you can find podcasts up at KlossFinancial.com as well as WIBA.com. Let's talk about contribution limits for 2016, specifically with your 401k.
Absolutely. You know, what we're looking at here is we're looking at 2 months left. The way I figure out looking at my calendar, I cannot believe we have November and December. So what we need to be taking a good look at is how much have we put away at this point into our 401k or 403bs. And if we've not quite maxed them out, we want to make sure that we look at the number of pay periods left, which is about could be 2 to 4, depending on how you get paid. And looking at how much additional you can put away. So this year, if you're under 50 years old, you can put away as much as $18,000. And if you're over 50, as much as $24,000. There's a $6,000 catch-up. If you don't have a retirement plan at work, you have an IRA on your own, an individual retirement account. Those can be funded up to April of 2017. But with the 401ks and so forth for your primary retirement accounts, those have to be funded by December 31st as your employer is the one taking out the money on your behalf. for your payrolls. So just be really conscious of that. We want to make sure we maximize that. Obviously, that's bringing down your current income this year.
Well, and be ever so cautious, folks, as you're going to make these contributions at the end of the year. Occasionally, when you're doing them on your own or filling out your own form, what we will see happen is people will say, hey, you know, I owe $1,000 after I, you know, filled out all of this paperwork, and therefore I want to make a $5,500 traditional IRA contribution in order to get rid of that $1,000 of tax that I owe. Mm-hmm. This is a common thing that we see. Well, you need to make sure you're eligible for that contribution. Now, if you do these things online through like TurboTax, they'll usually tell you whether you're eligible based upon your household AGI. But sometimes if you're doing them on your own, you know, kind of long form, you may miss that. And always remember, the contributions to retirement accounts have to be out of earned income. You can't just, so I've had retirees go, hey, I'm retired. I'm getting too much Social Security income. Now I want to make an IRA contribution. You can't do that. So there's just some things to be aware of. And I don't mean to scare you into doing nothing. That's certainly not my intent. But more just make sure you're asking the right questions and taking advantage of, you know, bringing down your taxable income, as Malia mentioned.
And it highlights
I would say hopefully we are scaring you into really being serious, though, about putting away this money when you can. And, you know, the last person working amongst a couple is usually the last opportunity we have, as CJ says, earned income actually being able to be put into either a deferred account or possibly a Roth. So yeah, my intent is to scare. We're almost at October 31st, guys.
Fair enough.
And it also highlights the importance of having a plan and having that conversation and understanding, you know, how you can benefit most by doing these things. Is a lot of this stuff is, you know, we hear people doing this and sometimes they get it perfectly, and then other times it's like, oh, you did something wrong. You could have saved yourself significantly. Mm-hmm. You could have also allowed yourself to increase your savings as well by simply doing it the right way.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna go on a slight little tangent here, and this is completely unplanned. Malia may not like it, but I was talking to one of our other advisors down in our Illinois office the other day, and we were discussing this very complex case that we have of this couple that's in their late 70s, early 80s, and they, over the years, had been sold annuities and overfunded life insurance and investments and on and on and on, and there were non-qualified deferred annuities and IRA annuities and just all this stuff going on. And we had this really great long dialogue about all the different components and all the things we were working on to simplify their life for them and for their future beneficiaries, because one of them is getting closer to is having health issues and may pass on soon. And we spent, you know, a good solid hour, 2 hours of just planning for this couple. And then we had a meeting with them that was a quick 30-minute meeting where we just briefly kind of gave them the high level of what was going on. They loved it. They signed some paperwork to simplify things, and boom, they were out of there. And I said to this other advisor, I said, you know, this is the value of a financial advisor, in that we don't have to explain for 6 hours all the complexities of what is going on inside of their lives, but we can give them the high level, see if they agree, if they buy in, really help them and their future beneficiaries to be more tax efficient, to be more liquid, to be more simple. And, you know, in a nutshell, folks, it's really what we do is we want to try to take the complex and make it simple for you as it pertains to investing.
Making your life easy. He's CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. If you have a question for Malia or CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. The website, KlaasFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. We'll be talking about the two sure things in life we always hear about, death and taxes. That'll come up next as part of Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have those questions, you can call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card from Steak and Shake. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Talked a little bit about 401k and some of those limits for 2016. Let's talk about some of these, another very, very important topic, which we seem to cover mostly on this show, are important things, which is things to be aware of before you retire. The first big one, of course, is consolidating those assets, isn't it?
Yeah, and since CJ went off on his tangent a few minutes ago, this leads pretty well into our first point, which we talk about is consolidating your assets. So once you enter retirement, and really what we probably would say is a few years beforehand, before actually retiring, you do want to start, as I would say, kind of cleaning up, bringing all your accounts together. Doesn't mean that they're all invested in the same company, but really looking at your strategy and making sure it's cohesive. As CJ just explained, as our cases become more and more complicated, depending on the types of investments you have, really, sometimes we forget about, believe it or not, some investments we made 10 years ago, some pensions that we're due that we just haven't kept track of because we've switched jobs 3 or 4 times. We see a lot of that, and it really is time to kind of rein it all in, make sure we're not missing things. And I can tell you, CJ and I experience a lot of accountants scratching their heads mm-hmm. when it comes to end of the year, where are the RMDs, the required minimum distributions, coming from? Are we covering them all? So it really does make sense. Maybe you're 65 and extremely sharp, and that's great, and you're keeping track of where you're taking your RMDs from. But at the end of the day, trust me, when you're getting closer to 80, you really do want to have made some reining in choices, work with people you trust, and make sure that nothing gets missed. That's the bottom line. We don't want anything missed for our clients.
Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, they would love to answer them for you. Joining us now is Pat. Pat, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus of Claus Financial.
Hi. I'm late 50s, and my wife is a little younger, but she has a civil service job within about a year and a half of retirement. And I got a call from my financial person just this week and was wondering about us getting together because, in his words or whatever, the message I got was they were anticipating that the market could be going a little sideways in and around the election and whatever the results of that election are. I just wonder if that's something that you're hearing about. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Pat. Malia can give her opinion on this in a moment, but I'm running into many reviews that I'm doing with people asking about this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the market going to do with this crazy election cycle that we're in? And I guess I'll just give people a couple high-level tips because everybody's age and planning needs and needs for income are different, so it's hard to kind of give a blanket suggestion for anybody. But as we run into this, I would encourage everybody, it's impossible to time the market. Let me repeat that. It's impossible to time the market. Therefore, if you find yourself making major deviations in your strategies due to what is happening at that time or your perception of what is happening at that time, we feel that that's a component of market timing. Mm-hmm. And we feel that history has proven that that's very difficult to do. Now, could there be some, and to that point, maybe this financial advisor knows that they're a couple years from retirement, they've been looking to back off their risk, and now they're just taking advantage of that opportunity. Hey, totally fine, I get that. And certainly there's probably going to be some volatility in the market here for the next few months. But major deviations in strategies because you or your advisor thinks something's going to happen, that's a tough one for me.
Thanks.
Malia, what are your thoughts?
I'm right there with you. I think if your strategy is sound meaning you are diversified, you will be able to, and given your time before retirement or time in retirement, you will be able to handle any of the turbulence that you might experience. And we've said typically, portfolios during election cycles are up. Is that hold true for this year? We don't have a crystal ball. But we do think if it's a good strategy today, most likely you're going to be sitting fine. But, check in with your advisors and make sure that it is appropriate, because we do want people to be able to sleep at night, ultimately, making sure they're not in too much risk.
Pat, interesting call. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Let's talk before we roll real quick, because I mentioned it, estate taxes, death taxes, something you've got to keep in mind, don't you?
Yeah, so we're talking about things you need to know before you retire. Mm-hmm. So the next one is be aware of the death tax or the federal estate tax. This is something that we've talked about on the show before, but it basically is this total limit of your estate that includes equity in your home, investment properties, equity in a business, IRAs, 401ks, plus, here's the kicker, death benefits from life insurance. Now, many people go, wait, life insurance is tax-free. And I go, it's income tax-free. It is not exempt from federal estate tax if it pushes your estate over the limitation. So the limitation for the year 2016 is $5.45 million, meaning if you have less than that, then you do not bump up into this tax. But if you have more than that, due to, again, all of those assets being bundled up, well, that's where you can get clobbered if you're not careful. The tax can be pretty exorbitant. So be aware of that that death tax.
And it is, people say $5.4 million. I don't got that. When you start, and I know, CJ, you brought up farmers, for example. You've got a lot of land. You would be surprised when you start totaling up your assets.
That's right. They drive a 1998 Chevy truck that's rusted out, on the bottom, and they drive or have holes in their jeans, and yet they're sitting on $12 million worth of land, right? And the government, unfortunately, will really jump in and clobber your beneficiaries. And by the way, you have to pay that federal estate tax within 9 months of the death of the primary. So imagine sitting on $12 million of land, really very little in the bank, and having the government come up and go, within 9 months, I need, $3 million. Suddenly you go, well, I got to sell land to get you that. And they say, well, you better start selling.
Yeah, and right? The government doesn't overlook this stuff, by the way, either. They will definitely be aware of that stuff. He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. It is now time for your Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I will ask you your Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for the fantastic Steak and Shake. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the 2016 federal estate exemption? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial Office will win that $25 gift certificate gift card. Again, of course, telephone number for Kloss Financial Office is 442-5637. The website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a great week. It's been fun as always.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.